Let's go.
Broadcasting live. From Virgin Radio HQ.
Dubai Media City.
To the UAE. Chris Fade.
And this is how it goes.
Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh.
With the biggest stars.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding.
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. We are back together. Thanks again. Sorry about yesterday. I don't know how you put up with them.
Welcome back, Chris.
Oh,
that's
here he
nice
is.
To see you as well.
Thanks so much.
Really appreciate the warm
don't
welcome.
Don't make me smile too much today, okay?
We
I'm trying
be grumpy.
Not to smile.
We just want to be grumpy pants.
You know, it hurts still when I smile. It stretches my my mouth out. I had surgery in my mouth.
Well, you got to shave, so it can't be that painful.
Well, I'm not smiling when I get a shave.
Is it like, is it not painful
talking.
To touch?
No, I'm all right. You can. Well, I told the guy who shaved me not to touch too hard.
That side.
He was getting a bit aggressive in there. I got 5 stitches in my mouth. Actually, 4. I think one just came out on the way to work now. I just took one out.
Oh, dear.
Is that okay?
Dear
I don't know.
That was supposed to dissolve. It didn't dissolve. It just came out.
Well, maybe that's what they mean.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know.
Ross, I may need you to give me a stitch.
Oh, gosh, no.
You know, he's got very delicate fingers for his size. It's unbelievable.
You have very steady hands, actually.
Yeah, very steady.
Not.
Okay?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
No, I'm not. I haven't hit any meds yet. I'm going to hit my medication shortly, but...
Did you bring it with you?
Yeah. Good to see you guys. I missed you. Yesterday was crazy. So I woke up to come to work.
Yeah.
And I woke up, and I got out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
I even got to the bathroom. That's the first step for me.
That's a big deal.
Yesterday. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, yesterday. And then, I don't know, I tried to move my mouth and I was like, oh, that hurts.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, just work through it, Chris. Just stretch it out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, stretch out the wound and just get talking. Just go to work. And then there was a moment in the back of my head, which doesn't usually come through, and it says, you haven't had a sick day in so long. Just take one.
Yeah.
I think we get 6 or 11 a year. I don't know how many we get.
I have no idea.
But I was like, you never take one. You're in pain. You just had surgery. Take one.
Yeah.
So then I battled that for a little bit. I had the good cop, bad cop in my head.
Right.
No, just go. You like the job. Like, you like doing what you do. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do that to the, you know, the thousands that listen. You're going to have Rossi, like, going to be out of control. Don't do it.
Yeah. Oh, it's terrible. You know? So many complaints.
Yeah, I know. And so I just... But then eventually, so what I did, I wrote you a message on the WhatsApp. You know the WhatsApp message I sent you guys saying, hey, I can't come in today? But I didn't send it. So
you
I
had it sitting.
I wrote the message. I had it sitting and I just sat there for 60 seconds and I went, send. And then once it sent, I was done.
Went straight back to bed.
Got into bed. But it was good. It was good to rest. It
looked like you had a lovely day with your son chilling out.
It was. It's me and him all day. It was really cute. I put him to sleep. He put me to sleep. He vomited on me.
What, you were doing UFC with him? He's only little.
He doesn't let me finish.
Never,
I'm in the middle.
Never.
It was a joke. Put him to sleep.
Yeah, but
no.
I was talking.
Go finish.
I was
your
saying,
but like, if I'd waited till after, it wouldn't have been any good.
Yeah, he put me to sleep. I put him to sleep. He vomited on me. I vomited on him.
Lovely.
It was a beautiful day.
Cool.
Go say your UFC
go,
joke.
I mean, I'll say your joke.
I'm trying to figure out how did he put you to sleep though. Like, he's only not even one.
It's just a cute little thing, dude.
Well,
move
no,
on.
He tired me out tremendously because I was looking after him, so I got tired, so he put me to sleep.
Oh, that's cute. I saw you walking around the house with him in your pram.
No, I don't want to talk to him now. Can we give him 10 minutes at the beginning of the show? Or
like, I will happily go down to the car and get my water bottle now,
you know,
if you don't mind.
You know what it is? He told me this. Yesterday, he was incredible, I have to say. Give him credit where credit is due. And then he
said,
in 24 hours, though, it's going to be different. Today's going to be grumpy. He warned me.
Okay.
So we gotta like.
All right, we know that Rossi's been okay. All right,
so it's a grumpy day.
We'll run through it.
It's fine.
Humidity is so high right now. You can see the fog on your windows. Take it easy. There is some fog across the country, especially that Dubai to Abu Dhabi run. So just take it easy. It's highs of 722 degrees
just
today.
Just about, yeah.
Just be careful. Hi, Nala. Did you miss me?
I missed you so much.
Who's this random guy in the studio with you?
He is. He'll introduce.
Is that
himself.
Your boyfriend?
Hey, I'm Preetam.
Oh, hi, Preetam. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you the new Basma?
Busma's gone. He's the replacement.
Ah, for how long? Are you here forever or just like, is it, what are we doing? Do we know?
Well, the boss said temporarily, let's see how you work.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see how we go, Preetam. At least he was honest.
Hope we passed the test, mate.
Yeah.
Was he saying it to us?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Don't be judging us. We judge everybody else. Thank you.
You'll see how he feels at the end of it.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Ross, run off and go get your water quickly.
No, I'll miss my song.
No, I'll give you time. I'll talk for another minute here. Just run off. You don't want to do it?
No.
Okay, cool.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
A four-weekend pass for the Waterbomb Festival happening at Dubai Festival City this weekend. How many we got? We got two?
Yeah, we got four passes. Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's wrong?
I'm just looking at your song. I'm telling you, can't pick that song.
Why?
I picked it already.
You did?
Yep.
So I have to change my song?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right, talk about Waterbomb Festival and I'll try to change the song.
Okay, so platinumlist.net has your tickets. This is a 21 and over event, by the way. But imagine an epic music festival with the greatest artists. We've got K-pop stars. We've got amazing DJs, including our own Denny Neville. And then a massive water fight at the same time.
What a cool idea, that
is. Super cool concept.
Hold on, I changed the song. Can I do that one?
Nope, you've done that already. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, he's stuck, ladies and gentlemen. And if he doesn't choose it quick,
this will be the last one,
and
then that's out. It's out.
Go away. You didn't tell me that. You can't. You got to tell me what I can't choose and what I can choose.
We need to choose a song before we get the caller on.
I did already.
Get them on.
I already did. But she said that it's been chosen. I chose the Backstreet Boys, Everybody. I thought I'd attack Pretty for once with her own medicine.
I chose that already.
Did you choose every Backstreet Boy song?
No.
You should do Quit Playing Games With My Heart. That's a good one.
Have we done that?
No, that is available.
It's a good one.
I know what I'm going to do here.
Let's see. I know. Sorry, guys. Ross, you talk more about the Waterbomb Festival because I have to.
I just think it's a great idea. I would like to go, actually. I just think, what a great idea in this heat to have a water fight. It's just class. You used to have water fights in New York, in the borough of where you lived?
The what?
The borough.
In the borough.
I live in
New York's different boroughs. That's how they do it. We do like Emirates, they do boroughs.
Did you have water fights, Pretty?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I've got
Why
the song.
Do you sound so surprised?
I'm just trying to spell it. I don't know how to spell the song that I want.
Can I ask why you sound so surprised?
Was it like, I can imagine, because you had like a courtyard where you lived, right?
Is this how the show was yesterday?
No.
I hope not.
Pick my hits.
All right, we've got, is it Madhusa?
Yes, it is.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning, Madhusa.
How are you guys?
Well, we're doing well. I've got to say, firstly, congratulations. You've got tickets to the Waterbomb Festival at Dubai Festival City, so congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm actually calling for a friend. So my friend he wanted to go for this event, but he's doing night shift, so he finishes around 9 o'clock. So I thought, I'm on my way to the gym. I thought, okay, just let me just give it a try.
What a great friend you are. Well, DJ Snake, Nicky Romero, Benny Benassi, Danny Neville, they're all going to be performing there. They've got some K-pop stars. It's 21 years and over. It's this weekend. It's going to be amazing. So you and your friend and a few of these friends or her friends can go down. So congratulations, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Can you help us choose a song now on Virgin Radio? Can you do that?
Sure.
All right, here we go. So there's four options here. Nala, Rossi, Pretty, and myself. You choose which song you like out of the four. Nala, what do you want to hear?
I feel like this one will get you excited for the water bomb for your friend. It's Like a G6.
Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6. Like a G6.
All right, Pretty, what do you want to hear?
I'm going classic Britney. I know you're going to love this song.
My loneliness.
And you guys dancing to this song in there.
I love it.
Because he loves it. It's the best song.
This is my song. I want some Craig David, please. And 7 days. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday.
All right, Madhusa, I want this. My Immortal Evanescence.
What a song.
your four options. Which one do you want out of those four?
Since it's early in the morning, I'm gonna go with Rossi, Craig David.
Yes! Whoa! Left field.
I love that. A great way to ease us in to a Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Have a great morning.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Wow, UK radio must be so good.
It is great. It's best in the world, mate.
Yeah, because that's exactly... Let's go to ease us in on a Wednesday morning. Here it is, some Craig David.
Happy hump day, everybody. Hope you have a great day today. Highs of 39 degrees. Humidity looking really hot. You have to put the music up and down as you talk. Here's another one from Craig David right now.
Stop it!
Live across the Emirates. It's Wednesday.
Hi, this is Craig David, and you're listening to The Chris Fade Show.
On my way to see my friends, you lit a couple blocks away from me. As I walked through the subway, must have been about 3:15. In front of me stood a beautiful honey with a beautiful body. She asked me for the top. I said a cost of a name, 6-digit number, and a date with me tomorrow at 9. Did she decline? No, didn't she mind? I don't think so. Or was it for real? Damn sure. What was the deal? A pretty girl is 24. So is she cute? She couldn't wait. Cinnamon queen. Let me update. What did she say? She said she loved to rendezvous. She asked me what we were gonna do. Some stuff with a bottle of Moet for Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We make love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday. For a drink on Tuesday, we were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Nine was time, cause I be getting mine, and she was looking fine. Smooth talker, she told me she loved to unfold me all night long. Ooh, I love the way she kicked it, from the front to the back she flipped it. And I hope that you care, cause I'm a man who'll always be there. I'm not a man to play around, baby, cause the one night stand isn't really fair. From the first impression, girl, you don't seem to be like that. Cause there's no need to check, but there'll be plenty of time for that. From the subway to my home, and it's ringing off my phone. When you're feeling all alone, all you gotta do is just call me
Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
Special lady, ooh yeah, I can't get her off my mind. She's one of a kind, and I ain't about to deny it. It's a special kind of thing with you.
Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday. I met this girl on Monday, took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday, and on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we chilled on Sunday.
What is it? What just happened?
7 days.
Yeah.
So check it out.
Check it out.
Wednesday morning, 6:18. Oh.
Chris Fade, come on.
On my way to see my friends, and I went to Sheikh Zayed Road, and I thought it's Sunday, but then I went.
Nala, where are you going? Don't leave.
Nala,
come on. Chris, can you just not like look? Think about your cheek.
I'm on medication.
That's why he's doing it.
I couldn't tell.
All right, Craig David done a 7 days remix for the UAE. Now this was when the UAE was only doing weekdays, Sunday to Thursday.
Right.
So do you remember when we used to have weekdays, Sunday to Thursday?
Right.
For any newcomers, you don't know this. It was only about 2 years ago we flipped it, right?
Like it was longer.
I think it was longer.
So our working weeks used to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We had Craig David in the studio. I said, brother, you know your 7 day song, Monday, took her for a drink. You got to change it because it doesn't work like that for us. You know what I mean? Because on a Sunday, we were working.
Yeah, it was.
So he changed it.
It's the UAE edition of 7 days with Craig David live.
Come on, yeah. All right.
Ladies.
You know what, you know what, you know what, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Chris Fade, you know you got that, all right. Monday, bought a microphone on Tuesday. I was making tunes on Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we work on Sunday. Radio Monday. Took her for a drink on Tuesday. We were making love by Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we work on Sunday. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
How good is he?
He's the best.
Craig David in studio.
He's so good. He's so good. You love him. Just a lovely guy, Craig David.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
Okay, what you got, Pretty Malik?
Halsey is back. We haven't heard from her in a very long time. She's dropped a new song called The End, but she's also shared a health update with fans as well. She said, long story short, I'm lucky to be alive. Short story long, I wrote an album. Now, while Halsey hasn't revealed what illness she has, she says along with this single, she's going to make donations to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
She had leukemia.
And the Lupus Research Alliance.
For lupus. Isn't that what Selena Gomez has as well?
Lupus, yeah. So we still don't know. She hasn't confirmed it. But here it is. As you can tell by the mood that she's setting, it's quite like a...
morbid?
It's a very emotional song. It's called The End.
It's going to be soft and it's going to be like...
Yes, it is. It sounds a bit country-ish.
Is it like Billie Eilish?
No, it's more acoustic.
All right, let's have a listen. Halsey's new single, The End.
If the moon was the end of...
All right, had enough of that. Let's keep going.
Okay. Oh.
So that was a bit rude.
At least
that
is here.
Yeah. I just said that she possibly had leukemia or lupus, you just did that.
I'm not taking that away from
you.
I'm
are
saying
though, because this song,
though.
The song is about that.
Okay, let's have a listen. Oh, sorry.
If the moon was the end of the world, could you love me like a child? Could you hold me in the dark? If the moon was the end of the world, would you like to stay alive? Maybe we could build an ark.
So that is called The End, and it will come out on her fifth studio album.
Oh, I don't know if it's going to do well,
It's not, unfortunately. It's
not a radio song.
It's like I put my kid to sleep with that. I'd be like, come on, crew, it's time for bed. Let's put the music on.
It's kind of morbid.
It's a bit like that Rihanna one that she did.
Which one?
Which one?
The Umbrella.
The really slow one for... was it on a soundtrack of something?
Want you to stay.
For The Lion King?
Panther or something?
One of my friends had leukemia.
My friend got it.
Lymphoma. One of my best mates found it. They got rid of it, thankfully.
Oh, good.
And now he just gets checked every year.
Oh, that's good.
But had a little lump in the side of his neck. Just one of the boys, you know? It's crazy, huh?
Get checked out.
Yeah, there's just so much going on. It's too much.
Are you okay?
Because I'm health anxiety. So, you know, I've got health anxiety.
You're feeling that this week, aren't you?
Oh, there's just so much going on. And you see too much. You hear too much. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try not to consume as much.
It's hard.
I know. But you know what I think we should do for Chris? Because we were talking about doing it anyway. The hypnotherapist who cured your fear of cats. I think we should get him to do two sessions with her.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah, health anxiety.
Because it's taken over your life.
I think it's taken over your life,
All you've done this morning is moan and worry about that you're going to die.
I've got 6 stitches in my mouth.
Actually, it's 4. It was 5, and now it's 4.
I've got that in my mouth.
Yeah, I think you need to be hypnotized.
All right, yeah, I'm ready to be hypnotized.
Okay.
No problem.
Okay, we'll do that. Okay, two quick couples that I want to talk to you about that are like, wait, what? Tom Cruise allegedly trying to get out of the friend zone with Angelina Jolie. Apparently, his plan is we're going to work on a project together and then I'll woo her.
Oh, wow. No.
Tom Cruise and Jolie.
Weird, weird. And the other one is Demi Moore and Joe Jonas met in Cannes.
No.
What?
She's 61, he's 34. Apparently, that's they're weird. Like flirtatious. Weird.
This
weird.
Is the new couples, Tom Cruise and Angelina Jolie.
That's weird.
Nah.
Oh, no.
It's weird. No, no, it's not a couple yet. This is his plan. This is his game plan.
Don't get her.
And finally, a photo from Lady... This is where I feel like, internet, calm down. A photo from Lady Gaga's sister's wedding has gone viral. She mm-hmm. was the maid of honor. She okay. was wearing a tight black dress. There's a photo of... Very far photo of her, but they've zoomed in of her walking across this like balcony. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's pregnant.
Oh no.
And then she had to go onto TikTok and say, not pregnant.
Not pregnant.
Just crying at the gym. So,
sad.
Guys,
yeah,
don't do it.
Yeah,
don't
it.
Do that.
Stop telling people pregnant if they're not. They're the most, like, they're, from a, for, to be a woman and someone tell you that are you pregnant,
like
and
it's
you're
the
not,
worst. Definitely.
That must be one of the worst things to ever be told.
Yeah, like don't do it. Just stop. Don't
like,
do it.
We just get told as men, oh, you put on weight, and I'm like, yep, thanks, mate, appreciate it. But it's saying you're pregnant.
It's like,
different story.
It's
next
such,
level.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just don't. I just avoid saying anything.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was at the baby expo the other day.
Yeah.
And like that was a hard one for me to judge because I'm at the baby expo and there's a lot of people and I'm not and the whole time I'm like, do I congratulate this person? I'm not sure, Chris. Well, she's at a baby expo. She looks kind of pregnant. Mm. Don't do it, Chris. Don't do it.
I so hope I you didn't.
I didn't, okay, and I waited for them to like
to say it.
They bring their arms and their hands over their stomach.
That's how you know.
Pull in the dress, and they're like, well. We're expecting. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Guys, he's out of control. He's out of control.
It's unbelievable.
Getting all the jobs done. I was busy yesterday on the show.
You've already left the show to go get your water from your car.
Now he's activating his bank card.
Now he's activating his Emirates MBD bank card.
Rossi, out of the studio. Time out.
Done it. Didn't waste any time. It's all completed.
You didn't waste any time.
Yeah,
please.
I mean, you listening wouldn't have even heard of that if it wasn't mentioned.
Sure. Okay.
Kristen.
6:56. We're live here on the Chris Fade Show. I get played by my teenage daughters all the time. I got played again yesterday.
Yeah, you're bad at picking this up.
Yeah. They're just so good. They're so good at playing me. Conversation yesterday with my daughter Kiki. Can I tell you this one?
Kiki is a smart one.
She
I feel
is.
Like she's going to be a lawyer.
I agree.
Yeah, she just plays me every day. She's
so
she's nearly 13, going on 22. Messages me yesterday after school.
Yeah.
Hey, Dad. Actually, first thing she messaged me yesterday was, hey, Dad, throat hurts a little bit. Got a bit of a blocked nose. Now, I didn't see it yesterday, right? Because I was sleeping because I took the day off, right? So I just woke up. I'm like, oh, she went to school. After school, she's like, hey, Dad, I need to do some studying at the cafe. Can I go with my friends and do some studying? I said to her, no, because I don't want to have to get two Ubers for you to get home. I got a driver, but the car's broken from the floods.
Yeah.
We haven't got our car back. We don't know what's going on. It's been like 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Insurance companies are logged up. So they're Ubering it to school back and forth. So I said, no, I don't want your sister and you to have... two Ubers. I'm not paying for that.
Right.
She goes, don't worry, I'll pay for it. I've got money.
Oh, wow.
She's 12.
I love it.
I said, your money is my money. Just everybody come to the house. Tell your friends to come to the house. You can study here. Mm-hmm. She's like, no, I've got Kareem money. Do you know Kareem?
Yeah.
There's that money.
Yeah.
She pushes it. And she goes, my friend's not allowed to come to the house. I said, okay. And then I said, I believe there's boys at this cafe. I don't believe you. That's why you want to be there. She goes, I swear I have to study. Plus, I'm not wearing any makeup. My hair isn't done as if I'd want any boy to see me looking like this.
Oh.
That proves it.
I said, okay, make sure you're home by 5:30.
Yeah.
4:30 comes. Dad, can I have a few friends come over to the house? I said, okay, sure, no problem.
Yeah.
3 minutes later. Dad, could you send me some Kareem money? I've got no money to get an Uber home.
Well, then, surely the friends could pay because like they're coming to your house.
So then I highlight the message that she had sent me an hour and a half prior.
Yeah.
I've got money. I'll go home. I'll get home. I go, what happened to this? I didn't realize I had no money.
She was so confident.
So I send her money.
Yeah.
Get This is where she really got me. I sent her money.
Yeah.
On Kareem Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. She messages her sister Nushi to book an Uber home.
Oh, she is Chris Fade.
Smart.
She's
she
Chris Fade.
Literally so, you.
Yes, yeah, so I'm like
in mini form.
Yeah.
I go, why wasn't Uber just booked? So I message her, why did you book an Uber? No, Nushi, her sister, booked the Uber. I said, I just sent you money for Kareem Pay. She's like, yeah, I can use that for other things.
She's looking out for her sister.
She just worked me out. Like, she just literally just took money from me. And I'm like,
you just got scammed.
Damn you. You smart little human being. Anyway, you know how many friends come over?
How many?
Six.
I saw the videos. Yeah, it was crazy.
Six friends come over. Then you know what she does with her friends in front of her friends? Dad, can we order some food?
Oh, then you can't say no. You can't say no.
More money?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
Guess what? I had to send her more money to her Kareem Pay account so she could order. Otherwise, I would have had to do all the ordering. And I don't want to sit there going through the app like, what do you want, Rachel? What do you want, Lisa? Nora, what do you want? I just like, all right. Got completely worked. Anyway, last night I was talking about it in front of the girls because I was on the phone.
Yeah.
And I knew I shouldn't because they were really excited to find out this.
Last year, it was a sellout.
This year, we're going even bigger.
Bigger.
Wireless Festival!
2024 in association with Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, Virgin Radio. We're on it. Wireless Festival. It is coming. Get ready for it. 23rd of November. I know it's some time away, but man, this turns out to be one of the biggest music festivals in the Middle East. We are going to announce who's performing there at around 7:50 this morning. We'll be the first in the country, the first in the world to announce it. It's happening the 23rd Etihad Park at Yas Island.
It's going to be so good.
No, I've seen the lineup, and I was showing it to my daughters.
Oh, you told them?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
They wanted to know, but I don't trust them. I know that as soon as I tell them,
it'll be on TikTok.
It'll go on TikTok, and then it'll be, and then I'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
But I just played the yes and no game with them.
Oh, like to figure out who it's coming.
So they were giving me artists, and I was like, nope, nope. Then they were saying, "Guy, I've never heard of some of these artists that they're mentioning."
Yeah.
They're like, Low Blow Blueby.
Oh, he's my favorite.
I'm like, what? Low Blow Blueby? You don't know who Low Blow Blueby is? I'm like, never heard of it. You know, honestly, these are some of the names. Skakuku.
Oh, he's awesome.
Have you heard some of these rappers now? Shakuku.
Shakuku.
Like, who's Shakuku?
I feel like you're just trying to be a bit cool in front of the...
I totally am. I'm trying to be cool.
But he comes off as like trying hard.
Yeah, he really does.
I'm trying to cool. But, you know, the friends are they're impressed by me. Like, you know, they listen to the show. Not,
such I really, a cool dad.
Yeah. I asked Kiki and Nushi if dad's still cool, and they both went, no.
Yeah, that's them.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Thanks for letting me have a day off yesterday. I appreciate it.
No problem. You got to rest.
I was at home. I woke up in the morning just realizing talking wasn't the easiest. I had 5 stitches in my mouth. So,
were you quiet all day yesterday? Pretty much?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, me and Cruz just hung out all day.
Wow.
It was a great day. Got to hang out with my son, just do, you know, woke up with him and did all that during the week. Cute. It was nice.
Nice.
It was nice. I'm going to take some medication right now, if that you guys just mind. I'm just going to swallow these two pills.
What are they?
These are just painkillers.
Which one did you? Okay, hold on. He's going to.
You're not going to go into the Matrix, are you?
What do you mean?
Red pill, blue pill.
Oh, I never got that.
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm.
If you like pick one, you end up in one scenario. If you pick the other one, you end up in another scenario. Okay.
All right, I've done that.
Congratulations.
This is a vitamin B lozenge. I'll have that vitamin B12. I'll just be sucking on that whilst I do the pop quiz. Do you guys mind?
No, you go ahead.
You won't notice. You won't notice, okay?
Hit me
with a free money, money. The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
10K pop quiz?
Pop
on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Ow!
Hello, Sarah, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, how are you doing?
Stop it, Chris.
I'm doing well, and you?
Good, good. I'm just got, can you tell that I've got the lozenge in my mouth?
If, Chris,
yeah.
I will take away the
no,
pop quiz
I
from
can't.
You.
All right, let me spit this out. All right, I'm back. How you doing, Sarah? You ready to win some money?
Yes, I am. I'm doing well, thank you. How are you? Sorry, I heard you are not feeling well.
Yeah, no, I just had surgery. I had surgery in my mouth. Oral surgery. I like saying that. Oral surgery. No, I feel okay. Just in a bit of pain, but it's okay. It's what I do. It's what I do,
okay.
Sarah. What do you do, Sarah?
I work in one company in Dubai, customer service.
Okay, customer service. All right, that's great. And we've got 10,000 on the line right now with Rack Bank to give away. Out of that 10,000, how much do you want?
All of it.
You want all of it? Okay. I'll make you an offer right now. I'll give you 500 dirhams right now, straight, but you don't play the pop quiz.
Chris, we can't do that, can we?
Why? Just offer it. 500 dirhams. Take it now and don't play the game. You never know. You might get less than 500.
Chris, I'm going to go with it because I'm so tense at the moment.
Oh, you're not going to play the pop quiz?
Anyway, let me try my luck because that's the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, give it a go. You never know.
Why'd you do that, Chris?
That's such a good. I like that little offer, though. Take the 500 now. You don't even play the game.
That's fun for radio, isn't it?
Chris, let me take the 500 because I don't even trust myself. You give me that offer.
Okay, she's taking 500. Yeah. Give
so
it to
done?
Her. Now you got 500 dirhams cash, all yours. Congratulations.
Woo! Oh my God, thank you so much, you guys.
That's great. I love it.
So we're not going to do it?
Now what we're going to do, we're going to play the pop quiz, but whatever you get, you don't get for real, okay?
What if it's...
If she wins 10K now, she's... Now we're going to play the pop quiz. We'll just see how you would have gone. Okay.
But you've got 500.
All right. You can't. If you win 900 right now, you only take the 500. Agreed?
Yes.
Okay.
Chris. I'm very tense at the moment.
Okay.
All right. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. She said on radio. Everyone heard it. Yes. She's agreed to this.
So 500 dirham is
that's it.
Gone.
That's it. Okay. All right.
This makes my life.
Here we go.
So hard.
Why?
Because, like, this is, like, against the rules.
Doesn't matter. We got to bend the rules sometimes, all right?
Okay.
60 seconds on
the
clock.
Oh, my God.
Good luck, Sarah. Your time starts right now. Who plays the role of Black Widow in Avengers?
Pass.
Who sings the song Castle on the Hill and Happier?
Pass.
A typical golf course has how many holes?
So good. Four?
Yeah, four. Yeah, finish the actor's name. Samuel L.
Ellie?
What city in Italy does pizza come from? Naples or Tokyo?
Naples.
True or false? Ryan Gosling starred in The Notebook.
True.
Ben Haggerty is the real name. False, all right. Ben Haggerty is the
true,
all right. Ben Haggerty is the real name of which rapper?
That's it.
Oh, my God. No.
Well, listen, you only got one right, to tell you the truth, all right? You really only got one right, so you would have only got 100 dirhams. So the fact that you took the 500
good
before
job.
This, very smart decision. Sarah, 500 dirhams cash, woo-hoo! All yours. Well done.
Thank you so much, guys. You know what? I froze. It's so easy to hear the question on the radio. You know the answers, but when you call there, you don't know anything. You freeze.
Yep,
thank you
I
so
know.
Much, guys.
You are very welcome, and thank you so much for listening to us. We love you, and we appreciate you. Go enjoy the 500. Scarlett Johansson was Black Widow. Ed Sheeran sings Castle on the Hill. A typical golf course has 18, Sarah. Samuel L. Jackson is the famous actor. We love him. And, we would have got more. We didn't get to any more, so that's all we got to.
Yeah.
All right, I won't do that again. You don't want me to do that again, Rossi?
No.
I just felt like she wasn't going to do well. That's why
I'm glad, Sarah, you got the 500. I'm glad we did that.
I've had two missed calls from the banker already.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's fine. All right, thanks, Sarah.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris, for that. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Feels so good to be back, by the way, guys. Thank you for giving me my day off. I'm sorry that I took the day off yesterday. I feel so guilty when I take a day off work because I feel like the show. And I'm not this... Rossi and Pretty and Nala, you guys did a great job without me, I heard. But I just felt...
Whoa.
I just felt... I feel guilty.
Is Chris Fade in the room with us?
I mean, you're not only letting yourself down, you're letting the country down when you're off, Chris.
Well, I'm sorry. And
Rossi!
But it is... Can I tell you, it's a bit of pressure.
Why
like
you
when you
that?
When you take a day off and you know when you have a regular sick day at work... You know, yeah, your work colleagues sort of know, but when I go, it's sort of like, oh man, I feel like I get messages, a lot of messages on social, and I say thank you so much, but I feel that pressure of like, oh, I shouldn't have taken the day off. But I woke up in the morning and I was in a lot of pain.
Well, Monday when you came to work, you were in a lot of pain.
Yeah, and the doctor said, like, you'll be able to talk, you'll be fine. But I don't think he realized how much I do talk.
Yeah.
So what ended up happening, if you missed the story, by the way, I think you guys recapped some of it yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
I bit the inside of my lip so hard about 8 months ago. Cheek. Inside my cheek. I mean, I was chewing gum and I chomped down on the side of my cheek so deeply that, I mean, it looked like I needed stitches back then. Anyway, it healed. It started to heal. And then what do? Baboon Chris Fade. I bit the exact same spots again. And that really caused, a lot of trauma in the inside of the cheek. Anyway, when it healed with scar tissue, which meant it formed like a bit of a ball or something in my mouth.
It's like a mass.
Oh, so bad.
Of skin.
But it wasn't too painful. But then it just kept on growing. And it was getting bigger and I could feel it in my mouth. So I thought to myself, you know me with my health anxiety, I start Googling it. Nine times out of 10, it's just extra mass of skin.
Mm.
But that one time could be cancer in the mouth. So I was freaking out. I went to the doctor. He did such a great job. And he said, listen, it's literally just this. It's nothing bad. What ends up happening is the body's so amazing, by the way. The body heals itself. It grows skin.
Yeah.
You know, when you cut yourself, it comes together. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
It's just like, it just does its own thing.
Like, figures
it out.
Isn't it crazy? Like, you cut yourself and the skin comes together and forms again. Like, it's like
brilliant.
Like out of a sci-fi movie.
It's this spot right over here, fix it.
So, what kept happening with me, it just kept on growing. It kept on forming skin. So, I put skin over skin over skin over skin. And that's why it was forming that lump. So, he had to cut it out. Local anesthesia into the mouth, a couple of injections, and then with a blade, he basically chopped around it. Had to put 5 stitches in, so I've got 5 stitches on the inside of my mouth, and it's just uncomfortable. So yesterday when I woke up to come to work, and I tell you what happened. I started to try to brush my teeth, and when I opened my mouth, I was like, oh wow, this is not nice.
Painful.
And so I didn't do it. So they took about it's a small little mass of chunk of skin.
I brought it for you guys.
I brought you what they took out of my mouth.
Oh, it looked bigger in the picture.
It's shrinking. Yeah, do you want to hold it?
I'll hold it. I
brought what they took out of me.
It looks so much bigger in the picture.
Yeah, I know. But that was in my mouth. Pass it around.
I'll have a look.
Wait,
I'm already not.
Okay, she doesn't want to see it.
Hold it, Nala. It's part of me. It's from me.
Will you give me if I drink it?
No.
My gosh, Rossi. I'll give you 10,000 dirhams if you ate it.
What's it in? What's the liquid?
I don't know. But if you ate it, I'll give you 10K. I'll transfer the money now. You have to chomp on it, though. You can't just swallow it.
10,000 dirhams.
10K. Yeah. It's from the inside of my lip. It looks like a little nugget.
I mean, I'd say it's about the size of a pearl, like a large pearl.
All right, it's probably high in protein.
He's not doing it.
Any doctors know that if he was to eat that, could that do any harm?
It's disgusting.
Because we have responsibilities here on the radio, and I would not want you to consume something could damage you.
Hello, there is no scenario in this situation where he's actually going to, so stop. We don't need any doctors. Thank you.
10,000 dirhams cash, Rossi. I mean, 10,000 dirhams.
My guts are made from iron.
But but if there are any doctors, if you were to consume, and then I know that there's all ages listening right now, so just, be wary. Don't be doing stupid things like I'm suggesting right now.
It was actually my idea.
I wasn't educated. 0487155444. Any doctors that would know if someone was to, if Rossi was to consume this inside of my lip.
What is this liquid?
I'm guessing it's just saline solution.
Okay, stop it. Just stop it. We're not doing this.
No, that's another level of disgustingness, I think. Exactly. I'm sorry.
Why do you even think like this, Rossi?
Because I need the money.
It is. It's disgusting what I'm talking about. Like, I don't want to.
Why would you do
that? Are messaging, guys, this is honestly gross. I know it is, guys, but, it's 10,000.
Can we take it to the other side,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, sure.
10,000 dirham.
It's got my name on it.
Goodbye, new Vespa with that.
Look at it. Looks like a little
I don't want
to. Have you named it? Oh, you said you named it.
Well, in my mouth, his name was Henry. Outside my mouth, I haven't given him.
It's still Henry.
Henry, yeah. Henry.
Don't take Henry's identity away.
Henry passed away.
Bye, Henry.
Someone said that I can get something if I was to eat it.
Yeah, it mustn't be good. It mustn't be good. This is not great radio. I apologize. This is a stupid thing. Just to wrap it all up, Dr. Shiraz, what do you think?
It's Dr. Shiraz. Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Shiraz. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate you having a serious job yet joining this conversation.
Gosh, I can't believe you listened to us.
What do you think?
So I'm not sure the specimen that was taken out. Mm. I'm not sure what medium it was placed in.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time we put it in formaldehyde, which is quite dangerous. You're not supposed to be consuming it.
No, you're not.
What's it called? So what does formaldehyde do? What does that do? Oh, yes, you're right, doctor.
Does it say it?
Actually, on this packaging, it says, danger contains formaldehyde.
Formaldehyde.
It's a preservative.
Yep.
It's a preservative, and it's quite dangerous. It's not really for consumption.
Yes, okay. It says causes skin irritation, may cause a skin reaction, could cause cancer, serious eye damage. Wow, what is this stuff? Yeah.
I'm glad to save your life, Rossi.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Shiraz.
Ross, I've upped it. 20,000 dirhams.
Virgin update.
Annoying.
Can we just say how disgusting this show is?
Yeah.
You bringing it in for starters is disgusting.
I thought when they took it out, I said, can I keep it? And the doctor said, well, if you want. The only reason why I wanted to keep it was for this very moment,
but
just
Rosie,
to bring it in on the show.
Are you surprised? We were there when he got his eye LASIK surgery done.
Yeah, you guys were in the studio.
Him.
You guys were in the medical.
He needs a lot of moral support, Chris.
Yes,
yeah. I'm weak, Doctor Shiraz. What type of specialist are you, Doctor? What do you do?
So I am a general dentist.
Okay.
So
you take
a lot of biopsies of the mouth. So when he told me, when I heard that it was on the side of your cheek.
Yeah. Did you know what it was? You knew what it was, huh?
It's usually a fibroma. A fibroma is basically scar tissue that develops from repeated trauma.
Yeah, man, I can't believe it. Just from biting the inside of my lip, this all happened. It's crazy.
Mm. Just be careful, doctor, because I think he's going to keep your number and maybe just pester you with questions about his health.
Anytime. Thank you, guys. I really enjoy the show.
Aww.
I drive to school every day with my daughter and listen to the show, and she loves it.
Sweet. Thank you so much, doctor.
Thanks for saving my life. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Doc. Bye. Thank you very much. Yeah, don't try anything that I've suggested on the radio. This is only for fun games and a bit of laughs, okay?
Entertainment purposes.
You guys are going to be in big trouble.
We would never do anything like this. Ever, ever, ever. Not on the radio, that is.
Big trouble. Okay, news headlines. Narendra Modi is claiming victory for his coalition government in India, and the UAE has risen to sixth place globally in international tourism earnings.
Virgin Radio weather, powered by insurancemarket.ae.
High humidity feels like 40.
30K just on my Instagram.
Stop it!
Chumra, you there?
Hello, hi Chris, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. What's going on? They've had you on hold here. I don't know what you're on for, but what's happening?
I don't really know either.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Okay. Is there anything you wanted to say?
Nice to talk to you.
No. I messaged on the WhatsApp saying that I'm going to eat it for 15K, but you increased the bids for 30K, so I'm going to do it.
No, you're not going to do it.
Oh, my gosh. You're calling up because you're going to eat what I had.
No.
It's off the table now. After I found out that what they put this thing that they cut out of my inner lip or my inner cheek is in something called what?
Formaldehyde.
And it's like, it's lethal, dude. It's lethal. No one can consume this.
I heard that.
I appreciate it. I mean, you need money that bad that you were going to eat that. No, we're not going to do it, bro. I'm sorry.
All right, brother.
Well, thanks for listening. Thank you. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, love you.
Bye. All right, love you too, mate.
Aww, love you.
I like that we say I love you to each other. Don't be afraid of doing that. Hi, Rama. What's up with you?
Hi. I was calling for my friend Rossi. I'm the woman that ran away from you at Spinney's. You can't shop at Spinney's and want to eat something that was in Christy's mouth. That's just weird.
I've actually moved. I tried Day to Day recently, just across the road from me. It's good, isn't it?
That's not a supermarket.
That's not a supermarket.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
On Shakeside Road. Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm going to run away faster next time if you eat it. I won't even stop. I'll just...
Yeah, no, so, I mean, you should always keep at least a meter away from Rossi anyway. Just, you never know.
Well, I stopped going there, you know, Rama, when I was approached by yourself. I've moved supermarkets now.
Hello?
It was her friend, not her.
Is this how the show went yesterday with Rossi?
No, surprisingly, he was on point.
He was, yeah, interesting.
Yeah, it was very good, yeah.
Why is it when I come back, you just...
I think it's the way you operate the phones, to be honest, but I don't want to go into it.
That is such a lie.
Yeah.
What do you
Please
mean? How
stop
the
it.
Phones are just on. I can't do
it's
anything
just the
else.
Way you, you know, you, it's the way you address right. the callers.
Rama, thanks so much for your call. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
There it is. All right.
I think we should just play a song.
We are. We're going to play a song.
He's on Yaz Island. Visit YazIsland.com to book now.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Let's go.
Last year, it was a sellout. This year, we're going even bigger.
Bigger.
Wireless Festival!
Oh, ho! Wireless 2024, in association with Virgin Radio.
I am so proud that we are alongside this festival. One of the biggest festivals around the world is back in the capital, November 23rd, Etihad Park, alongside Live Nation. Welcome to Wireless 2024. Woo! Pretty cool, huh?
It's going to be so good.
Yeah, Live Nation presents the return of Wireless Festival, Wireless Middle East, that is, 2024. We've got some huge headliners. We're about to play them for you as well right now. Tickets, general sale tickets go on sale on the 13th of June. Go to wirelessfestival.me. Early bird available from July 1, though.
Yeah.
All right?
Get them, because last year sold out, didn't it? So quick.
From June 1st.
Yeah, we've got pre-sale on June 12th, and then the general sale is June 13th. So if you want to get on the pre-sale, that means before anyone else, go to wirelessfestival.me.
Save it. Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a couple of artists we're going to be announcing. Actually, there's more than a few, but I'm going to give you a couple of the headliners. Should we go number one first?
Yeah.
Your first artist to perform at Wireless.
Woo!
Middle East 2024, alongside us here on Virgin Radio. Drop it.
Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
21 Savage.
Playing me, that be my home, ain't home.
Oh God.
Having nightmares are going through your phone.
21.
Can't even record, you got
me out my zone. Know.
Yeah, man.
21 Savage. All we know is red.
Fly first class now, but I used to fly in coach.
21 Savage.
Wow.
21 Savage, ladies and gentlemen. Rated one of the biggest MCs out now, selling out shows globally, and he's making his way to Wireless Middle East 2024.
Woo! That's
how
massive,
cool.
Yeah. Just on its own.
Especially for like those, you know, late teens, this is the artist. This
yeah,
is what my,
yeah.
For example, my daughters always ask me.
Yeah.
I took them to go see 21 Savage and Drake together in LA.
And he was amazing.
Man, they were there more for 21 than they were for Drake even.
That's cool.
So lock and loaded, 21 Savage lined up. This is huge.
Wow.
Wireless 2024. We have your first two tickets in the country. And they're Golden Circle. If you want them, WhatsApp me right now. Wireless to 04871-5544. I could be calling you up right now.
Yeah.
All right. Now, listen, that was artist number one.
We have so many more to go, guys.
I got another announcement right after 21 Savage. This is Red Drum on Virgin. Let's go. Performing live. This guy's got so many hits, including some of my favorites.
Can you do something for me?
21 with Drake dropped like basically a whole album. It was so good. I got the first two tickets in the country, Golden Circle, to go to Wireless in November. You got to WhatsApp Wireless, though, right now to 04871-5544. I will hook you up in the next 4 minutes.
Wireless 2024, in association with Virgin Radio.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir!
Saturday, 23rd November, Yaz Island, Abu Dhabi.
Crazy. I got another artist announcement though, guys.
Nice.
But before I do, I want to tell you who else is coming.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Because I got like another massive headliner. Not saying that the next artist that I'm announcing aren't headliners in their own respect, but Wireless 2024 in Abu Dhabi is going to be like no other. Etihad Park, Live Nation, big shout out to you guys. Grab your tickets. Go to wirelessfestival.me. You know how we do it at Virgin Radio. We do it big. Ready?
Ready. Yeah.
Ready?
Ready. Yes.
All right. Some of you are going to know these artists. Some of you are going to be like, who? But they're all good, I tell you. I tell you, Locked and Loaded alongside 21 Savage is Yeats.
Nice.
Again, cult following Yeats. He's going to bring thousands to the festival. Yeah.
Listen to that bass.
Yeah, these guys are like the sort of younger generation coming through that everyone's listening to.
Yeah.
Good pickup right there. Pretty. For you. For you. Pretty. Next artist added to Wireless 2024.
Karan
Aujla is in the building.
Oh, he's the best.
We had him in the studio one about 6 months ago. This guy is legit.
Love him.
I don't even know what he's saying, but I love his music.
You sang with him.
I did sing with him, right?
Lovely guy.
Karan Aujla. So good.
He's
going
to be headlining as well. So good.
So good. Also, artists like Friday, Flo Mini, Dina Ayada, Mezen are going to be performing live. And also, maybe they like them, but these might let me know. All the stars are gold. This is SZA. SZA! Blessed to be here with y'all. Can us news and miss the moment. So good. SZA! I might get
wired. Not the best idea. This is SZA. I'll be performing all your favorite songs, and there might be a surprise or two in store.
SZA is Locked and Loaded.
So good.
SZA alongside 21 Savage, Wireless Middle East 2024. How good is that?
It's going to be such a good show. Again, your pre-sale is June 12th. General sale on June 13th, wirelessfestival.me.
She's like literally massive SZA. She's doing Glastonbury this year.
She's amazing.
She's got like Sad in her latest single, which we're loving right now. One of her latest. Also, just cool. She cool. Of course. Of course.
She's
Kill
a huge
Bill.
Star. I love her. Yeah.
All right. So there it is. Alongside us here at Virgin Radio 104.4, we are making this happen alongside the likes of Live Nation. These guys know what they're doing. They do it the best. And we want to give those Golden Circle tickets, the first two in the country right now. Did you WhatsApp Wireless?
Oh my gosh, thousands did.
I'm having a look right now.
Thousands.
I will give you another 45 seconds to enter this if you haven't. These are the first two tickets in the country. They haven't even gone on sale yet. Go to WhatsApp Wireless right now to 04871-5544. We'll randomly select someone right now. You will win those tickets.
Nice.
I'm so happy about this.
I'm ready to go. I'm very excited about all the artists, especially
so it's
a few in particular.
It's 23rd, right? It's 23rd. It's
November 23rd.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Your husband, Stick No Bills, is going to be performing on stage as well. How good's that?
I'm so proud of Jeff. You know,
so good.
A brand that he created less than a year ago is now going to be at the Wireless Festival right here in the Middle East. So proud of you, Jeff. Love you. Stick No Bills. Jeffy! November 23rd.
I love that.
SZA, 21 Savage, Yeet, Karan Aujla, Friday, Flo Mini, Lancey Foe, Sidi Mutz, Raf Sapera, Farah Shafi, Dina Ayada, Mezen, Stick No Bills. That is your lineup for 2024. And I got to tell you, Tevin, you have just got the first two tickets. Congratulations! Woo-hoo! Well done.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, guys. Wow.
Oh, you've got us on loudspeaker. We don't. We can't award. No,
no,
we
no.
I'm not on loudspeaker. I'm at home. I'm not on loudspeaker.
Okay. Because I don't give prizes away on loudspeaker.
Oh no.
Are you sure you're not?
I dropped the wife. I dropped the wife at work already. I'm back home. Okay. When I heard Wireless, I was like, dude, I need to enter this. We don't get this in South Africa. Let me get it in the UAE.
Love it. Well, listen, I'll give you those two tickets. They are yours. Congratulations. Woo! Dedicated to all the... No, I won't say it. Be weird, right? I mean, if I was to say that, is that offensive? Is it condescending? It's hard right now.
It's just like a little bit seedy.
Yeah, Pretty called me seedy yesterday.
I did.
Yeah, seedy is such a good word to describe Rossi, though.
No, she called you
both
seedy.
How am I seedy?
I wasn't even here.
No, but
so this is what she said. Can I just say what she said?
Yeah,
you want to tell me what I was saying?
Well,
okay.
This is from my version. She said,
"This is what
you know,
heard.
Like when you guys are talking about like." you know, celebrities or women and stuff, and you're saying she's hot. It's a little bit seedy, because you and Chris are both married with kids.
Hold on a second. I see Nala and you comment on guys all the time. All the time. You'll be like, oh, look how hot he is.
I didn't say that.
We're not allowed to do it because apparently it's seedy.
She did not say that.
I didn't
say. You did?
That's not what I.
I don't do that anyway, Ross.
That's not what I meant with what I said.
But that's what came out of your mouth.
Okay, nope. Hold on. Explain what you said.
That's not what I said at all.
Explain then.
I said sometimes you'll make a remark to listeners or something like that, and sometimes it comes off a little bit ugh, because like gives me the ick. Mm. I didn't say about celebrities or anything. I just said sometimes you'll say something that's a little bit off. You're say weird comments to women on the phone all the time.
What?
Yeah. Like when Chris says, "I still got game."
Yeah.
I got game though.
Yeah, that's icky.
I got more game than I've ever had right now.
See? Icky.
And I'm out of the game. That's the problem.
This is what I meant.
The most game I've ever had is right now, and I'm out of it.
It's not game. You've just got game.
I love the way, like, you know, we get accused of it all the time, but when they...
Yeah, like, if Rossi and I were getting on the radio and we're like, oh, that girl's so hot, look at her.
Yeah, but that's what you do.
We come across as being, like seedy, as you say, but when you girls do it, like,
all right.
Oh my gosh, she's so hot, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah, because
it's hot.
Have you looked at your faces when you say it?
Have you seen yours?
Well, this is what we look like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, like, well, this is how
we
were born.
We do it to listeners, we only do it to celebs.
What do you mean? Wow. We are not checking out female listeners.
Wow. Rossi does.
He does.
Hold on, what do I do?
You look up everyone on Instagram. Yeah. Do not deny it.
That was in 2012.
I don't
do it anymore.
I want to help you out, bro, but no, you... Sometimes, Rossi, if you call us up on the show and he thinks you are your voice is attractive, he'll go and like Google you on Facebook or Instagram and he'll show us pictures. Oh, hey, she looks pretty cute. Look.
I love the way you throw me on the bus.
This was when
Chris will get a message, DM, from the person who's just be on the radio. This is who we were just talking to right now.
Yeah, but that's just...
Have a look at her.
No, I say that just to show you, like, so look, this is who we look at.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Why I called you.
Why are we
too?
Arguing now? It was us
this
against them.
This is what they've done to us.
You're welcome. I proved my point.
Ahmed, hi, brother. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Morning, mate. Sorry, there's a lot going on right now.
A lot of good things.
Kind of. What's going on?
Well, nothing. I just wanted to say that we definitely enjoyed the show yesterday, but it really was missing something.
Who's that?
You guess. The Chris Fade,
yeah. We missed you. Did you get this guy off by any chance?
Thank you for getting him on. I appreciate it.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Yes, welcome back, Chris.
Had yesterday off. It was a nice little day off for me. I was... in pain, so I didn't do the show. I had surgery in my mouth. If we were talking about it earlier on, I've got 5 stitches in my mouth. Actually, 4 now. One of the stitches came out this morning. Hopefully, that's okay.
Yeah,
they dissolve. They're meant to dissolve, but one just came out. They're meant to disappear,
right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they say. But yeah, one just sort of popped out as I was coming into work today. So I'm back today. Feels great. Really good to be back. I miss doing this show whenever I'm off. I've only taken a few sick days off, so it felt weird, but it felt good. I was having a conversation with the doctor who did my oral surgery.
He loves saying it.
I like it. It's crazy. Oral surgeons, they're qualified dentists, but they don't do dentistry.
They do surgeries.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, he went through the entire dental school.
Yeah.
But has never done any type of dentistry. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you've got to know how to do that.
Of course.
To go to the oral side of things.
Mm. Interesting.
Anyway, we were just talking, you know me, medical stuff. We love talking about for certain things. And I said to him, do you ever get any patients that come in that you have to fix because of being botched?
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? Like the
it's gone wrong.
It's gone wrong. He said, yeah, happens often.
Well, like lips and stuff like that, maybe.
Everything. Like just, yeah, from facelifts to getting your lips done.
Oh, wow.
To doing anything like that.
Wow.
It happens. And then I was talking to one of my other mates. His name's Dr. Charles. He's from Beverly Hills.
Hey.
He's got one of the best plastic surgeons in the world. He's based out of Beverly Hills, but he comes to Dubai and him and I become mates.
Did you get a discount?
I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything yet. But like I always think to myself, if I ever wanted to do something, I'm just going to hit him up.
What are you going
to
do? But
wonder if it's like a tattoo, like you want one and then you keep getting it.
I don't know. But he's a specialist in stomach and chest areas.
Oh.
So that's he's a special, and like he's world known, Dr. Charles, like for being one of the best in the world for that area, right?
Wow.
And he's such a lovely guy, and he's fantastic, right? Anyway, I asked him as well, like, do you have people come to you who have been botched? And he goes, yep, it happens a lot.
And well, there's a whole TV show, isn't there?
There is botched. A whole TV yeah. show, yeah, Dr. Nassif, yeah. You know. And so I just thought to myself, have you been botched? As I was sitting in that surgery chair getting my mouth worked on, I thought, this is what I thought about. I thought there must be people that listen to our show that live in this country that have been botched.
So like a surgery gone wrong, like a plastic surgery gone wrong.
Yeah, it could be like a hair transplant, because 70% of that place where I got mine done are them fixing other jobs. That
from other people.
Yeah, that have done it badly, yeah.
So like I just thought, open it up. Did you have some type of plastic surgery and you got botched? And I'm not here to name or shame them.
No, it's just
I just want to know what happened, what went wrong, because I think it's good to find out what other people are doing. So, did you have any type of plastic surgery and it was botched and just didn't go the way that you thought it was going to go? 04-871-5544. Did you have any type of plastic surgery and it went wrong? 04-871-5544. Our surgeons in this country are pretty good, I've got to say.
Well, there's strict medical guidelines they have to follow and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, the DHA, the Dubai Health Authority, do a good job. But of course, there's always going to be those ones.
Yeah.
I remember 10 years ago, I took a friend of mine to go get a nose job. She wanted to get a nose job. And I took her in and I sat in a doctor's office. The doctor, and this could be, I could be in the wrong, but he had no qualifications. He was just wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and it just didn't feel like I was with a doctor.
Felt dodgy.
And he was really quick about the whole thing. He was very just nonchalant about the whole thing. And then all I asked for him, all I said, which offended him, was, hey, doc, what sort of qualifications do you have as a doctor as well, just so I know? That offended him, and he wanted to kick me out of the studio.
But that should never, like, we should be able
to ask
the person who's going to cut you open.
Yeah, I want to know.
Just wondering what qualifications you have. Like,
so
that's
I left.
A legit question.
I left with my friend. Yeah, no, we were, and I.
Good.
He had no qualifications up on the. But it was weird. I felt like it wasn't even a doctor's surgery. I don't know what he was doing, but interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. It never went back. Nina, hi. What happened? Surgery gone wrong, you know?
Hi, Chris. This is Nina Zania here. How are you?
I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm good. Long time. How are you guys?
Very, very well. Nina, I know somewhat. Tell me what happened. Are you gonna tell us on the show?
Oh, my God, I will. Chris, guys, you have no idea what happened to me.
Okay, so hold on. Let's not go too graphic with everything, but just tell us what happened.
All right, you will never believe it. So after, my two kids, I wanted to go and do a breast reduction and make my breast smaller. And I found out, like, this doctor is amazing, one of the best. So I went there. I went under the surgery. And when I got out, because when you get out, you're quite, on strong medication.
Yeah.
And you don't feel anything. And suddenly, I see that my whole leg is literally in bandage. Oh. And I'm just thinking, why is my leg in bandage? I went for a breast reduction.
And you're under a lot of, obviously, the anesthesia. So you're probably, are you trying to work out, am I seeing this right? Is my leg bandaged or am I feeling this is not true?
I swear to God, I was like, what is this? Am I, like, dreaming? Am I awake? Am I sleeping? So then after 2 hours, the nurse comes in, and imagine, not the doctor, the nurse. And I say, hi, how are you? Why is my leg, my whole leg is covered in bandage? And she's like, oh, you know what? The doctor's going to come in. You can ask him.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm guessing there's a skin graft going on here. I'm guessing you had to take skin or something from your leg.
Well, let me get there.
Okay.
So what happens is, in my mind, I'm thinking, oh my God, they probably found something very dangerous with my leg and they had to do the surgery. The doctor comes in and he's like, oh my God, Nina, your surgery went so well. And, it looks amazing. I'm so proud of the surgery. And I was like, oh, okay. But doctor, what happened to my leg? He's like, oh, you know what? We will take it, tomorrow. We talk about it tomorrow. I was like, what do you mean? No, talk about it now. He's like, oh, it was a small incident. And I'm saying, well, what do you mean, a small incident? I cannot move my leg. He's like, well, you know the tool that we use to cut you open? Accidentally, the nurse left it on your leg. Literally what happened, Chris, is, you know the little chainsaw, they call it?
Yeah, the little... Cut me open. The chainsaw that goes through the ribs, I think, like...
Yes. So what happened is they put it on my leg without... Imagine, without switching it off. So it was drilling my leg.
My.
So I almost got an amputated leg. And you know how I'm on Instagram. So you don't understand. It was... So they're saying it's a small accident. I could not walk. I was in a wheelchair for 1 month. And then when I was posting on Instagram, I couldn't say what exactly happened. So all my friends are like, what the hell happened? She went in for a breast surgery and she comes back
in a wheelchair with your leg bandaged.
Oh,
my gosh.
No. Can I tell you the worst part of this? That he was like, oh, you know what? Your leg... Thank God you can walk. Nothing bad has happened. I was like, I have a scar for life. I have 29 stitches on my thigh.
Oh my
and
gosh.
This is something that I have to live with. And you know what he said? I was like, you know what? I'm going to sue you. He's like, well, if you do that, it's going to take years and it's not going to happen. You know what I can do? You don't need to pay for one night in the hospital, but you have to pay me fully because your breasts are fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
What?
This is horrible.
This is the worst story.
Such negligence is that's crazy. I'm so sorry that you went through that.
Seriously.
So you got 29 stitches, you got a scar on your thigh right now that you went in there for a breast reduction and you've come out with a scar on your thigh of 29 stitches, which
and
is
I have to pay him.
And you had to pay him. Yeah, you did pay him, did you?
Like, I'm so regretting I did pay him because I paid him fully.
Yeah.
Because this guy was so aggressive. I swear to my kids, I never ever, like, all my friends, like, why would you do that? I said, you know what? I regret that I paid him and now I have to live with it.
Yeah.
And my breasts are not good. They need another surgery. And you know what he says? He says, oh, you know what? You have to pay 50% of it. And then I lost it. I was like, listen.
Yeah, I would never go back to
him. Yeah, don't go back.
Don't even go back. Don't ever go near that. I mean, I don't think many people should. And again, I'm not in a position right now to name
the
place. I don't want to ask where you got it done right now because that will then get us into some type of defamation case, which I don't want to be involved in. But I definitely know you, Nina, personally, and I'm definitely going to message and find out exactly where you went. God bless you, Nina. Thanks for sharing the story. I'm glad you're okay, though. I'm glad you're okay. All right.
One more little thing to add. Can I add one more little thing? Can you please tell everyone to have their voice? When things like this happen, they should not be afraid. I didn't speak up, and I regret it.
Good on you. Thank you for sharing your story. It means a lot. Honestly, you're definitely helping out someone that's going to go through something, hopefully never again like this.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Imagine... The saw was left on?
Like, how does that even happen?
That's like out of... What's that movie where they...
Final Destination?
Final Destination. Yeah, it's like Final Destination. Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
Nina, thank you. All right, we'll just wait for Rossi to get himself set up. You good to go there, Ross?
Turn the microphone on.
You good there, mate? You happy?
You didn't turn me on, so I didn't think I was involved.
It's not often I don't. All right. We're back on it. Hey, today is World Environment Day, which is awesome. And I love that this has all come together. Two boys doing something unbelievable. I call it crazy. It's called the Arctic Challenge. Please welcome Toby and Andy to the show.
Woo!
Hi, thank you. Good morning.
Thank you.
Toby and Andy, how you guys doing?
Yeah, good, thank you.
All right, so what are we doing?
So off the back of the road I did across the Atlantic Ocean, I'd been working with Andy and Orla for a long time.
Yep.
We've obviously worked passionately to promote environmental causes, and we're going to be the first team in history, recorded history, certainly the first team from the region to ever row to the open Arctic waters and to the ice shelf.
Wow. I don't even know where that is. What direction are we going? Up?
Further north. Further north.
So from here...
Very far north.
Where are you starting from?
We'll be leaving from Norway in July.
No way.
And the boat's on its way there now. That's why we've delayed the announcement, because we needed the boat to arrive. And the boat's about a week out, so we're ready to go.
Now, this is not an engine. There's no rowing.
No engines, no sails, just us rowing on a boat.
So you leave Norway and you're going to go to the Arctic where it sort of, I mean, isn't there ice? Isn't
how That's do you, what we're heading for.
How do you break? You're rowing. This is unbelievable. How long's the journey going to take, roughly?
The journey will take between 20, 25 days. Obviously, we've got ice fields, we've got polar bears, we've got whales, we've got killer whales, orcas, all sorts of things. But it's going to be mesmerizing.
I love how you chose the word mesmerizing.
We've got loads of scientific equipment, and we're relaying that data back to the kids here. So we're kind of engaging audiences across the community, sharing that information with them, and looking at it from a positive perspective. You know, how can they innovate? What can they do to support?
Okay, now I watch a lot of TikTok, and on my TikTok, I end up on North Sea TikTok a lot.
I know you. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
you know what I'm here. You know exactly what I'm talking about here. It is scary. If you've ever seen, if you've ever been on North Sea TikTok, it is the scariest
place to
be. That's
that music that they play.
Yo. Do you have to go through that?
Maybe, yeah. There's a high percentage that we've got to deal with that sort of stuff. But we've got a, you know, the boat is an ocean rowing boat, so it's prepared to kind of deal with that.
How big is the boat?
About the size of your car.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Yeah, it's not particularly big, but at the same time, you know, we're well prepared. The boat was specially made for this sort of journey. It survived crossing the Atlantic where we had 30 to 40 foot waves. So it's just going to be an amazing, epic adventure. And hopefully off the back of it, other people look at it. You know, I don't want people to necessarily row oceans, but how can they dare to dream? How can they push their own boundaries? Aww. How can they move forward in something that's important and follow their own passions?
That's so good. So you're going to leave. It's going to take you sleep on the boat?
Yeah, there's two cabins. There's one in the bow and the stern, so the front and the back of the boat.
I thought they'd have Airbnb on the way. There could be Airbnb in the middle of the ocean. So, okay, it's just the two. Who's on the? How many people are on the boat?
So three in total. So there's myself and Toby, and there's a lady called Ola. So we're going to obviously be going for gender equality on this row as well. So we're mixing it up a little bit.
And how many how many rowers does it need at one time? Can one person row the boat?
You can have one. Generally, we'll be looking for having two rowing at each time.
So one sleeping or resting, the other two, it's like you're doing it in shifts?
Yeah, boat admin, navigation, there's quite a lot of things you need to do. Make water, obviously, throughout the journey, prepare food.
Make water?
Yeah, so there's a water maker on the vessel.
We can't, because there's only a limited amount of space. Imagine you're packing your car for a 25-day trip. Well, there's only certain things you can take.
Yeah.
So one of the things we have is a desalinator, so we're drinking ocean water that's desalinated.
Now, God forbid the desalination thing stops working.
We hope for rain.
No, why
are you doing this?
Why not?
I mean, you're really pumped to do this sort of stuff. This is.
They asked me to go.
I know. I remember. I was out. Where were we out where you stopped me and you said, Rossi, I want Rossi to go.
You and I met somewhere else. It's a different event. But yeah. I met Rossi. We're having a long walk. We're having a bit of a chat. He's an athletic, fit guy. daring to dream.
Yeah. I just saw potential.
Anyone I could go with would be.
Saw potential.
Are you joking, aren't you? Look at the size of me, though, on the boat. I'd just be a hindrance.
He wouldn't even rock up. You'd wake up halfway through one night.
He gets a bit jealous because I did a marathon.
Ballast.
He gets a bit jealous.
Stabilization on the boat. Yeah. But no, we've got backups for everything. So we're well prepared. If the desalinator doesn't work, we've got a backup desalinator. We've got backups for that. So there's about three backups for every possibility. So we're working with a team of scientists. There's a huge support crew.
Man, I'm anxious. I'm anxious.
Will you stop at all? Is it just constant rowing, taking turns, basically?
It's constant rowing, 2 hours on, 2 hours off, 24 hours a day. Now, obviously, the good thing is it's the polar sun at that time, so it's 24 hours of sunlight, which is going to be beneficial. But also just imagine how many people have been up to the North Pole. You know, the sights, the whales, the dolphins.
True, I can imagine, but there's a lot of hard work to get there. I mean, these guys, where can we follow your journey? Have you got an Instagram page where you're up? Do you get Wi-Fi? I mean, do you have internet?
There will be connectivity. There's an Instagram page, which is Row to Cop, the Arctic Challenge. You'll find it on Row to Cop.
So Row to Cop. And obviously, COP's the massive environmental conference we had here last year. It's going to take take place in Azerbaijan shortly after we've rowed. So this is all working towards that. And then we've got arcticchallenge.org. That's the website. So go to Road to Court. And then, this is the official announcement. This is a launch. It's all go from here.
On you. Well,
no looking back now.
No looking back. We've said it. We're doing it. The boat's already there. We had to wait for it to arrive. And we're good to go.
That's the boat.
The boat looks great, yeah.
Toby and Andy, we wish you nothing but the best. We'll maybe hopefully if there is an opportunity to talk to you guys throughout the journey.
Yeah.
If you want to, you have one of those satellite phones with you?
Yeah, we'll have a sat phone, and then the boat will be tracked on a system called AIS.
Okay.
Which will be on the, everyone will be able to access that, so you'll be able to see where the boat is actually during the whole row. So.
But we want as many people to be involved as possible. If we can collect science for you, if we can do data, if we can share imagery, whatever it is, you know, this is about connecting passions. You talked about hard work. Nothing comes for free. Nothing's easy. You know, we only get results because we put the work in. We work 24/7, and that's all anyone has to do. You put the hard work in, you get the result.
Good on you, mate. That's great. Two questions before you leave. Number one, what do you guys do when you're not doing this? What's your professions?
So I'm a marina manager. I actually run the marina just down the road from here.
Okay, so you know boats. You know everything.
So, yeah, always been in boats.
Cool. You don't get seasick or anything like that, right?
I was in a completely different field, and now I'm transitioning full-time to this.
Okay.
Oh, wow, great.
This is so cool. Last thing, do you carry any type of firearm on the boat?
Great question.
So, we obviously have flares on board.
Okay.
There's, you know, actually entering Svalbard, there is a law that we have to have armory on board due to polar bears.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking if there's like a bear coming at you.
They swim well, don't they?
They're incredible
Not
swimmers.
That you would ever want to hurt a bear. I love animals, but I'm just saying, if one's jumping on that boat...
Yeah, we'll put something into context, right? A polar bear, I think they can swim up to 5 knots.
5 knots.
And we can row at about 3.5 to 4 knots.
And so they can track you down.
Their range. Who knew? Polar bears can swim 650 kilometers. Like, had no idea before. So that's really why we're at the gym. It's not to get to the Arctic. It's actually just to avoid the polar bears. But also on the flip side, what an amazing sight.
Stop
being so positive, man. Because there's a saying with bears, if it's brown, you lay down. If it's black, you run off.
Run back.
You run back,
right?
But if it's white, I don't know what you do.
We're going to call you.
We'll let you know. Yeah, we'll let you know how it goes down.
These guys are great. They're crazy. I love them. Toby and Andy, the Arctic Challenge. Follow their journey right now on Instagram. It's Row to Cop, ROWTOCOP, COP. You're doing it for a good cause as well, which I think is fantastic. It is World Environment Day today, and these guys are going to put their lives on the line somewhat. Wish you nothing but the best. We'll talk to you throughout the journey, and thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for your support.
Last time you took some Fade Fit snacks.
Yeah, look, so Fade Fit helped us go. We have to have 6,500 calories a day.
Yeah.
The Fade Fit were an essential part of our nutrition plan. I was sitting there watching the sunrises, you know, everything. It was amazing.
Do you want some? I'm happy to give you more,
That would be great, yeah.
Yeah, sure, I'll send you something.
They came across 100%. The Atlantic with me.
I love that. Thank you so much. Could take our little brand over to the Arctic, which
that'd
is
be cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
we'll get that
done.
They
only weigh 16 ounces each.
Cool. Now, I'll give you a 30% discount. Don't worry.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Cake by the ocean, not the Arctic Sea, thankfully. Man, those guys just left the studio. They're crazy.
They are.
I can't believe they're getting a boat to go row to the Arctic. Is the Arctic Antarctica? Oh, that's below.
No, that's Antarctic's below. At the bottom of it.
North Pole.
What did I learn in school?
Well,
like, what did I learn?
North Pole is where the polar bears are,
which is the one that people don't believe even, or...
Antarctica is the one that's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah, that
there's a hole, and then everyone falls off.
That's why no one can ever go in there. And
no, it's the top of the country, isn't it?
Top of the world, you mean?
You're
or
not
the country?
Allowed to the top. It's all like fenced
No, they
off.
Say about Antarctica that there's something with Antarctica where there's like a hole in there somewhere that everyone can fall off, and that's why no one lives there.
Oh, there's so many conspiracy theories running around right now. You know, I told you my brother-in-law is like the biggest one. And like, he'll always message me like, see, you thought I was lying. Look what's just come out now. And I'm like, damn him. He's sort of right there.
Which one is the latest?
Oh, the one that he's got me on is the vaccine.
Oh, here we go.
Because he was such a massive anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
And, he just used to message me all this, like, stuff. Can you stop? And then, I think it was AstraZeneca that came out, or one of them came out recently to say that it did do something of this effect. And he said, I told you. I said, yeah, but we knew that. Like,
yeah,
they
I was just going to say they kind of rescinded that report because they said, this is not new information.
Yeah, that's what they said.
Exactly what we said from the beginning.
Yeah.
I was learning about solar flares yesterday.
Like, I don't know that one.
Oh, it's apparently like from the sun, every now and again it'll let off this heat
and stuff like that.
And that's why, like, today you've been getting your words mixed up and backs of fronts and stuff like that.
Really?
And you've been forgetting stuff because of the solar flares.
I haven't forgotten anything. I've been
running. You said a few things
incorrectly. Remember we said boarding pass?
No, boarding pass. That's what I call a boarding pass.
Yeah.
When you got to get on a plane, it's a boarding pass.
Well, you know, do some research into that.
The other conspiracy is that I always hear, which he believes, is, you know, when a plane's in the air and it leaves that...
Chemtrails.
Yeah, chemtrails. That's chemicals being dropped on us to make us sick or something. And it's happening globally around
the
world.
He does not believe that.
Yeah, he believes it 100%. And this is my brother-in-law, guys. And I love him. I love him to bits. But we have great discussions about it. Like, I want him. Like, I...
You entertain it.
Oh, yeah. I'm all in on it. Like, as in, I tell him, let's go.
But when he's talking about the fact that there's giants that live inside the Earth...
Yeah, he said that. He said, but they don't live here anymore. But there were giants that lived in the Arctic Ocean, in the Antarctic area. Giants, like massive humans.
I would love to know what conspiracy theory people believe at the moment.
That's another show, isn't it?
It is, but can we please do that one day this week?
Put it down and we'll put it in the show.
Because I know that there are certain theories that people wholeheartedly believe. I don't want to judge. I just want to hear what it is.
Yeah, I'm happy to hear it as well.
Yeah.
How much do we... I mean, we all loved Macklemore, but how much more do we love Macklemore these days?
Top, number one.
Like, he's, you know, he's obviously, he's pushing a lot for Palestine and something that he doesn't need to do, right?
Nobody consistently does it.
He's going around the world and he's performing and he's selling out shows. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing to see someone that just cares, that doesn't need to care. That's one big thing in life. People don't need to care, because if it doesn't affect you, guess what? You don't need to care about it, right? That's how the world works. But here is a gentleman, an artist, who has put his own career on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And I love to see the support that he's getting. And I believe his fan base, and he would have lost a lot of followers, but I believe he's gotten a lot more from this.
Yeah.
And he's coming to perform at the Coca-Cola Arena.
October,
I'm so excited.
You know, I want to make sure this show sells out. I believe it will. I don't even think we need to push it. But just, there will be a few tickets available. Go and get them. Go to the Coca-Cola Arena and go and see Macklemore perform live. Just when you thought things couldn't get any bigger. It's crazy. Emar, did you see what they announced?
Oh, gosh.
They're making the Dubai Mall even bigger.
Come on, guys. Wow.
It's so big, I still don't think I've completed it yet. I'm not ready for the next part.
You know, when your friends and family come in from overseas, you send them to the Dubai Mall, right?
Yeah.
They all say the same thing. Wow, it's so big. I don't know how much I saw. I got lost.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, I've lived here for 16 years. I still get lost when I go to the Dubai Mall. Do you know what I mean? 1.5 billion dirham expansion plan for the Dubai Mall. There's going to be another 240 new luxury retail and dining options. Another 240. Can you believe that?
240?
So you know the Dubai Mall is like the biggest tourist attraction in the world. One of the top three.
Most footfall apparently in the world,
like,
right?
Yeah, when you talk about like the Eiffel Tower and the all those big landmarks, like the Dubai Mall is it. Supposedly the upcoming development will enhance the mall, which will have 105 million visitors. They had that for 2023. They're expecting more than 105 million visitors for this year, right?
Yeah.
And they're expecting more once this all expansion opens up as well, right?
Wow. I mean, the list just came out. We talked about it in the news, right? So the UAE is ranked sixth when it comes to international tourism earnings. Sixth in the world.
Crazy.
That's insane.
It's crazy. And because you know why it's crazy? I don't think people realize it. It's the size of the country.
Yeah.
Like we're a little, not a dot, but we're a small little country.
It's like 9 million people or something, right?
Yeah, but you look at these big, like I think America's number one,
so
right?
So it's US, Spain, the UK, France, Italy, then the UAE. That's so huge.
And I love that for the Middle East, man. I love that for the Middle East. I think like bringing out here, you know, getting tourists to come out here and stop over. Any guest that comes through, I just had some more friends from Australia come for the first time and he's messaging me now going, man, I miss the place.
Yeah.
Maybe I should come and live there.
Yeah. Every single person who visits says that.
Yeah, I say, now we've got enough. We've got enough. Just wait. Just stay there for now.
The Chris Fade Show.
Chris Fade Show.
Good morning, Virgin Radio.
Happy to be back. I'm glad. It was, it's funny because around this time yesterday morning, I was like, oh, the guys are wrapping up the show now.
Maybe
I should have gone and done it. But it was good to be back. I'll be back tomorrow. We've got more flights with Fly Dubai, more cash to give away. And we're talking songs. I don't want to give it away. I don't want to give it away. But I'll tell you more tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Have yourselves a great one. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Eddie's up next. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.